dress, wasn't it, Joshua? Yes.
Still,
we were up and dancing.
We were
smelling like Devon. It was all good.
With tomato sauce.
With tomato sauce. Yeah. What is your favorite condiment?
I don't know. I'd probably have to say mustard mixed with mayonnaise. Ooh. Mixed with...
I don't like
to call it that.
You like to call it Dionaise?
Dionaise. Big word up to Dion out there, if you're listening. You really complete my world.
Well, there is more than the two members present.
Ah, there is.
To statue. We've got Luke and Damien from the band, mm-hmm. but there is also a Ross.
A Rosario.
And...
A Dion.
Nays. That's cool.
Actually, we sound like an Italian band, don't we? Rosario Dionaise. Luca Budua. Domio. Can we call you Domio from now on, Dave?
Well, when we walk out that door,
No.
no more Domio. Oh, yeah. What would these guys say about Statue if they had a voice?
Who, Ross and Dion?
Yeah.
Ah, they'd say that they're absolutely enraptured by our talent as a band. They feel that the amount of babes that we get is worthy of the music that we play, and that the lead singer, being me, is quite a good-looking fellow.
Well, you guys do have the hair,
yeah,
which is an important part of the image that you cannot see in radio. You can't, but just imagine this, guys. There's these two handsome young lads with wide grins, because they're so capable of knowing themselves, and their hair just. It sprouts from, like the heavens you mentioned before, from skibbereen, and it just falls over their brow. That's what these men look like.
I think it's all about the hair.
Oh, it helps.
It does.
I hate me with short hair.
I think you look all right.
Oh, thanks. You look pretty good too.
I think you look a lot slower with short hair. Yeah. With the big hair, you look a lot faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in the hairdressing world, they call it activated. You know, we're quite activated hairstyles that we all have. But, you know, let's not go into that.
No.
You're mad.
You're a madman. So you guys have played a few shows.
Oh, yeah. Well,
two.
You've played at a practice room called the Wizard Rehearsal Room.
Yeah, yes. that was for both gigs.
Yes, for both gigs, yeah. As you've played more gigs, you've added more songs to your roster.
Yeah.
So
I think it was necessary, Joshua.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't live off two songs, can you?
No, that's right. No.
Yeah, if a bear is hungry, it will eat.
Yeah, and it will eat salmon.
More than two songs, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next gigs that come up, are you guys going to just go for number four?
Four, that's right.
Yeah,
four. We're up to four. So I don't know. I hope it's not a trend, because by the 10th gig, we're in a bit of shit. If, you know, it keeps going in the same fashion.
Well, that means you'll eventually have an album available.
Eventually, 10th gig.
Yeah.
Which would be good. Which we do plan to do. We're actually planning to record soonish.
Yeah.
An EP, 4-track EP, so.
In an actual recording studio?
Yeah.
Lovely.
I don't know. I've been flirting with the idea of recording with Bryce Moorhead, because he's done everyone.
Well, he recorded Turnpike and he did a smashing job.
Amazing.
Yeah, very good.
That's really cool stuff. So, I don't know. There's also Emerson, a guy who did Modern Lies.
Mm.
But I don't know. It's just getting money together when we're all broke and have to pay money on cosmetics and that sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah. And different articles of clothing that don't really match, but you wear it once and then throw away.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, and sometimes you can bring them back and put them on your head. But we wouldn't.
You could, but we won't.
We won't.
No.
Would you?
Depends.
What about that?
Depends.
That sheath that you had.
The sheath.
Yeah. The
tan colored sheath.
Yeah, dude. I reckon that could be. Could I borrow that actually?
Yeah.
Sweet. Cool.
You look good in it.
Thanks. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Statue. Brisbane band. What Brisbane bands make you care about staying here?
Oh, dude.
I just thought I'd put it out there.
I don't know. I suppose bands that we love seeing.
Yeah, exciting bands to watch live.
Onox. Onox are amazing to watch, especially their new stuff.
Especially when they just play random car park gigs, 15-minute sets, everyone disbands.
I know. I'm really one for the 15-minute set.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't have to play many songs.
Yeah, and if you don't have many songs and you play a 15-minute set.
It works well. Who else? Who else do we dig? I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Turnpike, actually, lately.
Yeah.
And they're great. Word up, Turnpike. Yeah, feeling out, give you peace and love. Who else? Who do you listen to, Buddha, that you like the most in Brisbane?
Right now, I've been listening to Fru Fru Foxes.
Yeah, word to Fru Fru. Yeah, very
or Fru Fru Foxes, rather, because Fru Fru is a different band.
Ah, yes.
That's okay.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're good.
Don't they pronounce it Fru Fru?
They might pronounce it Frau Frau.
Oh, but, Jesus.
You know, that's irrelevant. Because what we're talking about here is the whole Brisbane thing. Because it's important for Brisbane bands to have some relevance to their own scene.
Mm.
So it's good to see, yeah, Onox, Fru Fru Foxes.
Onox, Fru Fru Foxes. And these are all just bands that, you know, we'd probably play. Well, we share a room with Onox and Fru Fru Foxes. Frau Frau Foxes.
No, they call themselves Fru Fru. The band Frau Frau calls themselves Frau Frau.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's confusing. It's all right. Okay, well, we've discovered the Brisbane aesthetic. Now, Margaret Thatcher.
Quite an interesting character.
How does she bake cookies?
Margaret Thatcher bakes cookies, preheat the oven to 180 degrees. You know, her mix is quite odd. I don't know if you're familiar with baking cookies, Joshua.
No,
you don't look like you would be. But, you know, her mix is a ratio of 25% flour to a ratio of 65% water. And I mean, that's ridiculous. But she gets away with it.
Because the other 10% doesn't exist? Or
no, the other 10% is her secret ingredient. Good sir. Bit of Margaret Thatcher loving, so we call it. But, you know, she speaks to us regularly about the way she cooks stuff and how she speaks. She speaks quite well, doesn't she, Dan?
She's well spoken, definitely.
She is. Well, go on. Her sister was Prime Minister of Britain for quite a long time.
Yeah. First Lady Prime Minister.
Yeah. But we don't speak to her.
Yeah.
She probably wouldn't.
It's too cool for us.
Yeah.
She's too old. Well, I've considered changing some of the signs in Brisbane on Margaret Street to Margaret Thatcher.
I'm honoured.
But
well, she'd be honoured too.
Yeah,
well, it's great. You want to do some poetic terrorism, you just do it that way. You just start changing street signs into band names. And influences.
That's the way you roll.
That's it. You guys have a final thought for this morning?
Look, I just like to say to people, if you're doing it, keep it real, you know, because it means a lot if it is real. Probably a lot more than if it isn't.
Thank you to Luke and Damien.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you, Joshua.
Check out Statue on MySpace.
Yes, please.
And spread it on.